There's a way things work, and reality doesn't wait on our permission to continue as such. In the end, we only hurt ourselves when we deny or go against the grain of the universe. Gravity, for example, existed long before we discovered it and explained it with scientific theories. But even young children are quick to learn the reality of this force and adjust accordingly. It doesn't take long to learn how to balance to keep from falling, and to develop a healthy appreciation for heights. But our discoveries don't change reality. We've simply discovered what already existed, and this reality was not and is not waiting on our consensus to continue. Gravity will still be gravity on our good days and our bad ones, whether we appreciate it or feel it's unfair. It operates independently of our particular moods or even public opinion. And basic common sense compels us to accept this reality on its terms and not our own. And this remains true throughout life. If we put our hands in fire, we're going to get burned. If we spend more than we make, we will eventually go broke. We will soon starve if we don't work at all. We do well to maintain a healthy respect for the way things work, from the basic truths of nature and our embodied selves as male and female, to financial management and the realities of spiritual warfare. In whichever realm, its true splinters come when we go against the grain of the universe, with some deeper and more costly than others. Befriending reality allows us to live with much freedom and joy even as we accept limitations present. Minimize the splinters of life and learn to live with the grain of the universe.